This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Well, good morning. Great to be here today on a sunny day in downtown Buffalo. We're joined by several people who are concerned with business development. John Domrez, he's the owner of the Buffalo Brewing Company. Carrie Thomas Whiteside, she's the owner of West Side Stories. Paul Simonelli from Simonelli Real Estate. And Jason Yatz, he's a partner at Cannon, Heyman, and Weiss, but he's also the founder of Common Bond Real Estate. We're here to talk about fixing up downtown and revitalizing our commercial corridors. Under the current administration, downtown is struggling. Look around, you'll see it. Businesses have closed, foot traffic has plummeted, and downtown unfortunately looks like a ghost town on too many days. In recent months, we've seen businesses like Bray Miller's and the Dinosaur Barbecue close up shop. Osteria, which has been a constant restaurant in downtown Buffalo, even doing lunches, just announced they're shifting to a events-only business model in June, only doing banquets. The state of downtown Buffalo is an embarrassment to our city, and after 6 months, the acting mayor hasn't done anything to fix it up. He'll tell you that everything was going great before COVID, but he really won't take any responsibility for his leadership. We know these problems began before COVID, and I don't subscribe to the idea that remote work killed our downtown core and there's nothing we can do about it. If I'm elected mayor, that defeatist attitude will have no place in City Hall. City Hall can't wave a magic wand and fix downtown overnight, but they can facilitate the conditions to allow our downtown to come back and flourish. But as long as we've got the same tired leadership in City Hall, we're going to get the same tired results. Buffalo needs a mayor with a fresh vision. I'm ready to be that mayor. Today, I'm here to put forward my plan to bring downtown back to life, support the growth of small businesses, and transform all our commercial corridors into vibrant spaces that support neighborhoods and attract visitors. There's a lot we can do to improve on the city's current downtown strategy, but it all starts with being more proactive. As mayor, I will conduct the full assessment of our downtown infrastructure, streets, buildings, parking lots, vacant, underutilized commercial spaces. We need to have a better understanding of the downtown tax base, but also the best ways to expand and support that tax base. Under my administration, that will mean investing in capital projects like rebuilding Main Street, replacing sidewalks that are in poor conditions, repaving downtown streets, and repairing core structures. The existing downtown business community knows the capital investment that needs to be done. I will use them to be my guide to figure out the smartest capital investment. Part of what's holding back downtown is a large number of underutilized lots and buildings, and we'll work to address both problems by encouraging new builds on the vacant lots and commercial to residential conversions. There is a lot of work to be done. I've been out on the campaign trail and I've talked to business owners across the city. I hear two common themes. We don't get enough support from the city of Buffalo, and it's too hard to start a business in the city. Our small businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, but we need to do a better job supporting them, and we need to liven up our commercial corridors. As mayor, I'll be a partner with small businesses. I've heard how excruciating it can be for small businesses to deal with City Hall. Up and down the elevators, come back tomorrow. Small business owners don't have the time and the bandwidth for that. We need to cut the red tape and make City Hall easier for small businesses to navigate. The demise of the Buffalo Economic Renaissance Corporation means that Buffalo has no entity dedicated to supporting small businesses. Navigating the bureaucracy, it can be overwhelming at times. It could make you want to quit and not open your businesses. Business owners, they don't have the time. They don't have the money to sit around and wait for the city bureaucracy to authorize them. And they can't learn the ins and outs of city government because, after all, they're just opening one business. As mayor, I'll create a barrier-busting team. Each emerging business will have a person assigned to them, a person with a name, face, and a cell phone number, and they'll report directly to me. They'll serve as a navigator for the small businesses to get them through the City Hall process. I will also create a small business microloan program that'll provide grants of up to $10,000 to existing and emerging small businesses. These grants will help people quickly get on their feet, help existing businesses stay competitive, allow them to invest in things like technology, minor upgrades to their physical conditions, or to purchase new equipment. Finally, if we want to support Buffalo small businesses, we need to rebuild our commercial corridors. Decades of disinvestment have taken their tolls on the streets that used to be bustling. Try to drive down Jefferson Avenue. It's a mess of potholes. It's not encouraging to anyone to want to go shop there. Drive up Main Street in front of the medical campus. It's another mess. It's not encouraging you to want to go spend your time there. Getting these corridors back to the glory days will be a part of Buffalo's future, and they will be a priority of mine. But small businesses, commercial corridors, they go hand in hand with neighborhood redevelopment. Neighborhoods, businesses only work if there's people living in the neighborhoods. We need to have people living downtown, but we need to make sure that the streets that feed into our business districts around the city are healthy and vibrant. And that's why I've worked to secure more than $170 million in state funding to invigorate housing across the city. The money's already out in the community, projects are being started, and you'll see the impact. And of course, you can't talk about commercial corridors without mentioning, I'll do that one again. You can't talk about commercial corridors without mentioning the biggest commercial corridor in the city of Buffalo, in the heart of the city of Buffalo, and that's Main Street. For many visitors, their first introduction to the city of Buffalo is Main Street. That is not a good introduction. As mayor, I will work to revive this key part of downtown so we can draw visitors out of their hotels, into downtown hotels, and into local businesses. I will name a downtown development coordinator to jumpstart redevelopment efforts through new and existing grant programs, but also to be the liaison to work with the organizations who are already here. Buffalo Place, Visit Buffalo, Niagara, business owners who own properties here. They know what's going on. They know what needs to be done. But we have to focus on some of the biggest challenges. I'll focus on the redevelopment and activation of the Amenaise building. That includes the use of eminent domain as if necessary. Amenaise is a glaring symbol of what's wrong with City Hall and its leadership. That building never should have been allowed to deteriorate to its current state. And it's a direct defense to any building owner who's dedicated millions of dollars of their own resources to keep their properties up, to invest in their buildings, only to have a building in decay in the middle of the downtown quarter. We need to give people reason to continue to invest in downtown, and having Amenaise sit like that is a big disinvestment. But first and foremost, we need to bring the fun back to Main Street. We need to make it so you want to come here. We're going to create a sales tax free zone to encourage businesses to return to Main Street. But the other element missing is the fun. It's the imagination. I'm going to wait 1 second. Me neither. I thought it was something bigger than that. But there's another missing element. We need to bring the fun and the imagination back to downtown Buffalo. It wasn't long ago that thousands of people used to crowd into this square every Thursday night for concerts. And before and after the concerts, they would go out to local restaurants and local bars. People would bring a second set of clothes to work with them so they could change in their office to come down here. If we want people to come back to work downtown, we got to give them reasons where they want to come and work downtown. I remember the Thursdays in the square. I remember Gus Macker. I remember when downtown had a lot of fun going on. The vibe of downtown has gone flat, but we're going to bring it back. As mayor, my downtown development coordinator will work to plan downtown programming all year long. Think the concert series. Think basketball tournaments. Think family fun festivals, arts and cultural programs. There's so much we can do, and you don't have to be a creative genius to figure it out. You could just go to our peer cities, go to Cleveland, go to Pittsburgh, see what they're doing on a day in and day out basis. And right now, they're doing a lot more than we are. We have a good base to start with at Canal Side, the strength of Canal Side, but we need to bring that strength all the way up Main Street to the theater district. I've laid out plans that have one thing in common. They're born from the belief that Buffalo deserves better, that our city government can be doing a better job than it's doing, and that we have boundless potential, but we have to tap into it. We have to provide the leadership, but this starts with making it so small businesses want to be in Buffalo. And one of the small businesses that are in downtown Buffalo right now is John Dormies, and he's the owner of the Buffalo Brewing Company.
Yeah, guys, so I've been on the edge of Larkinville, between Larkin and downtown Buffalo, since 2016. We've weathered a pandemic. We've weathered a trade war. So our costs have gone up by 25%. There's less foot traffic, less traffic in general in the downtown area. And now we have 25% tariffs to deal with and a looming 8% property tax increase. Enough is enough. You know, I don't mind paying more in property taxes, but what am I going to get in return? I'm going to pay 8% more in property taxes to have my business shut down for a couple days during a major snowstorm event. Or I'm going to pay a couple more percentage points in taxes so that the cops will take, you know, an extra hour to get to my property. One of our buildings on Fillmore, our production brewery, was robbed a couple years ago. They stole $2,000 worth of tools from me. They didn't take any beer, which I thought was shocking. But, you know, the police response time was about 3 hours and 22 minutes for an intruder in the building. And I think that's just flat out not acceptable. So, again, I am okay with paying more in property taxes, but I have to get something in return. I can't just keep paying and not getting anything in return. It's kind of become silly. I love Sean's energy. I think he's the right guy for the job. I love the tone. It's a different tone. The acting mayor obviously has been in City Hall for a long time and rubber stamped a lot of bad budgets. And we got another one that he created now that's probably the worst of them all. So I'm looking for a change so we can continue to thrive and grow. Our ancestors gave us the tools, the beautiful architecture, the beautiful park system, the Olmsted Park system. We have the pieces in place. We have to weave that tapestry together to build a brighter, better Buffalo for everyone. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Thank you. Thanks, John, for coming down. And if you haven't sampled the goods at the Buffalo Brewing Company, I have. They're pretty good. Come on down and give them a shot. Next, we're going to bring up another small business owner from another commercial strip on Grant Street, Carrie Thomas Whiteside, and she's the owner of West Side Stories. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Good morning. So for the last 4 years, we have had people coming from the city to talk to the residents and businesses here on Grant Street. And every 4 years, we tell them, every year for the last 4 years, we tell them the same thing. We want streets that aren't crumbling beneath us. We want sidewalks that are accessible. We want a police response that's timely. We are right now in a district, we are right now in a district that is stretched too thin with four major commercial districts. Instead, what we get is one street cleaner a year. Our streets are crumbling. Our sidewalks are a mess. We do not get plowing in the winter. We are unpaved, unplowed, and unprotected. We need a different future for Grant Street and for all of the business corridors. We function in spite of City Hall, not because of it. And what our hope is that with Sean coming in and being our mayor, with the work that he did with us on Grant Street as an assemblyman, that this will continue to be the work that he will do for us as mayor. Some of the only progress we saw was when Sean was our assemblyman. We have to 311 to get garbage cans emptied. And then I have to call David Rivera's office because that 311 request is ignored time and time again. We need a new energy in Buffalo. We need a new vision for Buffalo. And we look forward to seeing Sean Ryan bring that to us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions of me or anyone else who's here today? I mean, the list goes on and on of properties that have been allowed to sit fallow. Some of them are doing code compliance. Some of them are not. But you can't have the major hotel in downtown Buffalo vacant year after year while the owner struggles with, you know, trying to figure out what to do with an insurance claim. You know, that's not acceptable. But we've come with our city leadership just to accept things like a crumbling M&A's as something that's inevitable, and there's nothing we could do about it. The city's had powers, but they refuse to use them, whether it's powers of receivership to take over commercial buildings or powers of eminent domain. And my God, at least how about the powers of housing court to cite people for their buildings that are falling apart? There's so much we can do. Buffalo deserves better, and I'm going to give Buffalo better. Will you say that again, Jim? Yes. Yeah, we have various projects, but the projects used to need to be as part of a plan. We can't have a one-off project here and another project here. We need a plan, and you need to have then the discipline to stick to that plan. But what you really need first and foremost, and you know, some property owners here can speak of that, you need to have good infrastructure investment. You need to make it so the bones in front of that business are solid. So you want to build that building and operate there. You want to make it so if businesses are open, that their customers can come in and out, that the streets work, that the sidewalks are cleared, that you have a place to park. I mean, right now in our commercial strips, because the plowing is so poor, customers can't get out of the car in front of a business. And everyone's walking in the street because the sidewalks aren't clear. The elemental things of how to make business districts thrive, and we are failing at every one of them. Everything in the city government needs to be reviewed and looked at. We're going to bring in a transition team, you know, full of people who are experts, and full of people who have worked with different municipalities to say, take a look at this. Is this a modern agency? Is this running at full capacity? You know, and just little things. If you look behind you, I see a sign saying taxi stand, 4 cabs. That's an idea of the modern downtown Buffalo. You know, there are no taxi companies, but we still have a taxi stand. That just shows you exactly where we are in the planning and the progress of Buffalo. Well, infrastructure, it gets more expensive every year you ignore your problem. Like right now, our youth hostel is closed down. It's because the city owned the building that attaches to it on Washington Street, and they had a very minor roof repair they were supposed to do. Well, they didn't do it. And so the minor roof repair turned into a $2 million repair. So infrastructure doesn't go away. But I'll tell you this. The city has been sitting on $37 million of state transportation money. Every other municipality in New York State, they get money from the state and they have a plan to spend it. Buffalo has no plan to spend the money. Each year, it's like a brand new year to them. It snows and they scratch their heads and say, I guess we should come up with a plan to what to do with this snow. And then springtime comes and there's potholes. And once again, they're surprised and say, I wonder, maybe we should come up with a plan. City of Buffalo is one of the few municipalities in the whole state of New York who did not spend their pothole repair money. They asked to have that money rolled over. So the existing money that they get, they can't even spend and spend because they don't have programs to spend it. It's all ad hoc. But the other thing the city of Buffalo does, besides not spending what's given to them, they don't have a robust grant writing program. They're not going to the state and trying to figure out what other money is available. So they don't go look for money, and the money that's handed to them on a silver platter, they can't seem to figure out how to spend it. It's beyond me why the city can't function better. I know what the reason is. It's because it suffers from poor leadership. So we're going to have a lot better leadership, and we're going to get this stuff done. Once you get off this idea of every single project is somehow vitally important, instead we need to have a plan, and the plan needs to be outlined of the areas of downtown that we want to focus on redeveloping. And we can use subsidy money to encourage that redevelopment in the zone, along with the capital money coming in. So once you have a program that's going based on your plan, you know, one project that goes or doesn't become of vital importance, you know, to downtown Buffalo, because we know what we want to accomplish, you know, through our plan. And there are some projects that the city I will always put pressure on developers to finish what they start. You know, you can't pull a building permit, start your construction, and then let it sit. You know, once again, if you look at best practices of how cities operate, other cities don't allow that. But, you know, we allow buildings to decay on our watch, but we also let construction projects to languish year after year. It's not good for anyone else. Once again, think of if you're the property owner next door. You're trying to run a business and, the construction project next to you is supposed to take 18 months. 4 years later, it's still going on. The streets are still blocked off. It looks like a dead zone. So we need to make sure these projects, once they get their permits, that they're funded and they're ready to go.
Not
We are looking into that. I mean, but this goes back to this idea. What's the plan for downtown Buffalo? And once you have a plan, then one project doesn't matter as much. It doesn't become a vital thing. Because right now, the only thing we got going on is that one project. But it's got to be part of a plan where we know how many residential units we want to build in downtown Buffalo. You know, we'll dedicate a development zone. So it won't be just, oh, one thing's happening. That's vital, important. We want to make it so there's a lot of projects happening, but it's less about the individual subsidy, and it's more about creating the conditions where people want to invest in downtown Buffalo, where it's a good investment. You know, we don't want to just put subsidies together for somebody to build something that's mediocre. We want to create the vibe, create the conditions where it works on the market. And that's our job as government, is to make sure the infrastructure is there, to make sure it's a good environment. But once again, we got to get off this beauty contest of here's one project that's going to happen. Projects don't change the city of Buffalo. Careful plans that are adhered to, they produce a lot of projects, and that's what changes the city of Buffalo. We always got to work with everyone in downtown Buffalo. So, you know, whether it's the Sabres, you know, whether it's the Bisons, whether it's redoing plazas, you know, everyone will have a seat at the table. You know, the doors will be open. Just have to do a rational assessment of what do companies need to get their employees coming back into the work zone. And I've talked to companies all over downtown Buffalo, and right now they're saying their employees are resisting coming in because downtown's a dead zone. It doesn't feel safe. There's more unhoused people walking around downtown Buffalo. The sidewalks are crumbling. So you got to make it so it's an environment you want to come into. And that's where the government has to lead on, is creating that fun, you know, creating that vibe and wanting to be here. We have a big hotel. I don't know if you've seen it. It's just down the street here. So we need to make sure that hotel gets back online, and that owner. We work cooperatively with him and hold him accountable if it's not back online. So that's one of the things you need to do. But I'll tell you what's not good for the hotel industry: hotel bed tax. At the time, less Canadians are coming into the downtown Buffalo. This is the worst time to put a hotel bed tax on. But this goes back to one more gimmicky budget, you know, balanced on a bunch of stuff. But next year, we're going to be in the same budget hole, because this year's budget, you know, it's like their infrastructure. They just patched it. But boy, next year it's going to come back worse than ever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.